जो बस लिया अपना रामचंद्र भगवान दे ब्रह्म संहिता इट इज मेंशन कृष्ण सु भगवान स्वयं देर आर मेनी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्ण बट द ओरिजिनल पर्सन
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण सुति चांस कला पुंस कृष्ण सु भगवान स्वयं सो ही इज एग्जिस्टिंग विथ इज एक्सपेंशन Ramchandra is also one of the expansions. Ramadi Mustisu Kalan Yamena Tishthana. All these expansions are existing eternally. There is no inferiority or superiority. All the expansions are of the same potency. Same power, the example is given like this candle. One candle is now burned and you can get another candle burned. You can get third candle burned, ignite. But all the candles are of the same power. The difference is that one you can call the original candle. And the others, you can call the second candle, the third candle, the fourth candle. But so far, the candle power is concerned, there is no difference. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishtana. Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, can expand himself, eka bahushyama, in millions and trillions of forms. But all of them are of the same potency. But the potencies are sometimes exhibited according to the time and circumstance. So on this auspicious day, appearance day of Lord Ramchandra, we are taking this opportunity of foundation of the cornerstone of our temple in this Bombay center, and it is very kind of Mrs. Nair, A.V. Nair, that she has given us this chance along with her husband. So far we are concerned, we are preachers. We are preaching all over the world. We don't require any palatial building or very comfortable apartment. But because it is a preaching center, in order to invite respectable persons, we require nice building, nice temple. Just like Rupa Goswami, our predecessor, Acharya, he left his ministership, government post, and became a mendicant. He was living underneath a tree every night, not permanently underneath a tree. Tonight one tree, next night another. But when he was approached by King Mansingha, the commander-in-chief of Emperor Akbar, in those days, rich men, big men, they were God-conscious, and they wanted to do something for God's service. So King Mansingha approached Rupa Goswami if he could do any service. So Rupa Goswami, he was living under the tree, so what service he expected from King Mansingha? He said that if you want to do some service, do it for Krishna. So he advised him to construct a temple at Vrindavan. Those who have visited Vrindavan, that temple is still existing in broken state. It was 7 stories, the 4 stories have been broken by Aurangzeb. But whatever 3 stories are still remaining, if we want to construct such type of temple, it will require at least 4 crores of rupees, not less. So, in South India also, there are many big, big temples. It is not possible to construct such temples at the present moment. It is very expensive. But in our country, all the kings and rich men, they were interested in constructing temples. At the present moment, the tendency is practically absent. In big, big cities, development, improvement is going on, but very few people are constructing temples. This tendency of godlessness is increasing all over the world. In European countries also, America, first when I visited one county, it is known as Butler. So, Butler County, it is a very small county. Still, immediately I saw there are about 6 churches, very big, big churches. There were very old churches. In America also, and in England, there are many churches. But people have lost interest. They are no more going to the churches. And the churches are now for sale. We have purchased 1 or 2 of them. So, this is a position of the human society, not only in India, but in other parts of the world. They are gradually losing the interest in God consciousness. This is not a very good sign. So this present movement is invoke the dormant God consciousness all over the world. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. When I started this mission, registered this name, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, some of our friends say that why don't you make it International Society for God Consciousness?